So let's review. We learned in the Mishnah in the previous daf, Hayivama loitach letzav loitisyabim ad sheyesh leshloish chadashim. Hayivama must wait 3 months before performing gibum or chalitza. This was explained there. The Gemara here continues to explain the next statement of the Mishnah. V'chein kol shah hanashim lo yisarsu v'lo yinosu ad sheyehelehen shloish chadashim. So too, all other women whose husbands passed away are not allowed to remarry through kedushin or nisuin until 3 months have passed. The Gemara explains, Bishlam Yevama Kedamaron, the reason that requires a Yevama to wait was already been explained. However, Sharnash Mamai, why are all the other women required to wait 3 months? Rav Nachman says in the name of Shmuel that the reason is based on the Pasuk, Liyos L'chole L'kim L'zarecha Acharecha. The Shechina only rests on children who can be traced to their parents. Therefore, all women are required to wait L'havchin bin Zareshel Rishon L'Zareshel Sheni, to distinguish between the children of the first husband and the children of the second husband. This reason also applies in the case of a Yer and Geyeres who were previously married and then converted. Although they were previously married to each other, they are still required to wait 3 months before remarrying. L'havchin bin Zeresh HaNizra B'Kedusha L'Zeresh HaNizra Shaloi B'Kedusha, to distinguish between the children prior to the Geyeres and the children after the Geyeres. Rabbi gives another reason for the waiting period. It's a Gezerah. In the event that she remarries during the 3 months and then has a child, he might be from her first husband, but he will consider himself a son of the second husband and might come to transgress various Isurim. One, Shemayisa Esachis HaMi'aviv. He might come to marry a daughter of the first husband from another wife, who is in fact his sister since they share the same father. Two, V'yibim Eshes Achiv Me'imai. If he has a brother who is born from the second husband, who passes away without children, this brother's wife would then be required to perform Yibam. Since he assumes that he is a son of the second husband, he would perform Yibam with this Yevama, who is in fact his Eshes Achiv Me'imai, the wife of his brother only through his mother, in which he has no Chi of Yibam. Therefore, she is actually an Erva of Eshes Ach, and he would be Chayiv Karas. Three, V'yoytzias Imu L'shuk. If his mother did not have any children with the second husband and he passes away, she would be required to perform Yibam. But since it was assumed that he is a son of the second husband, his mother would not perform Yibam or Chalitza, and would get married without Chalitza and Isra Lav of Yivam L'shuk. Four, V'yiftra Es Yivimta L'shuk. If he has a brother from the first husband who dies without children, the wife would be required to perform Yibam. Since he assumes that he is a son of the second husband, and there are no other brothers from the first husband, the Yevama will get married without Chalitza, another case of an Isra Lav of Yevam L'shuk. The reason of Shem Yibim Eshes Achim Me'imai also applies in the case of a Ger and Geyeres who were previously married and then converted. If this son was conceived before Geyeres and born after Geyeres, and then another son was born, obviously conceived after Geyeres, they are only considered Achim Minoim, brothers through their mother, because the first son is not considered the son of the father. If the second son passes away without children, the first son, assuming that they are brothers Mina'av, will perform Yibum when in fact the Yevama is only Eshes Achiv Me'imai, and he would be Chayav Karas. The Gemara proceeds to explain why 3 months. After explaining that waiting less than 3 months, for example, anywhere between Chodesh 1 month to Shnei Chadashim Amechza 2.5 months, would still result in a Safek Ben Tisha L'Rishon, Safek Ben Shevel L'Achron, the Gemara asks, V'tamtin Mashu V'tinase, why doesn't she wait a short while before remarrying? Then when 3 months pass, from the time her husband passed away, she would be checked to see if she's mubaris. Rav Safra answers, Ein boitkin es nesuis shlizgano abalein. We do not physically examine married women because they might become repulsive in the eyes of their husbands. To check their footprints would not be accurate because ish mechapa atzma, kedi sheyerish b'no b'nechsi b'ayla. A woman will try to hide the fact that she's mubaris so that her child will inherit the assets of the second husband. Then the Gemara asks, Heichad the kimlo de muberes hitinase. In the case that we are aware that she is already muberes, she should be permitted to remarry immediately. After discussing various reasons for that locha, lo yisa adam muberes chaver menekes chaver, the Gemara concludes, sta muberes leminika kaima. After birth, the average mother will nurse her child. Dilma I abro umaakar chalbo vakat lolei. If she remarries and becomes muberes, she will lose her milk. Her second husband won't want to provide nourishment for the child, and she would be too embarrassed to claim the expenses from the inheritors of her first husband. Without any food, the child would eventually starve to death. The Gemara continues with the Mishnah, which says that this halacha applies to Echad Besulis, those still a virgin, Echad Be'ulis, those that aren't a virgin, Echad Gerushis, those that were divorced, the Echad Almanis, those that were widowed, Echad Nisuis, those that were married through Nisuin, the Echad Arusis, those that were married through Kiddushin. The waiting period of Gemara Chadashim applies to all the above. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, HaNesuis Yisarsu, Yehuda says that those who were previously married through Nisuin are allowed to accept Kiddushin immediately. Varusis Yinasu, and those who were previously married only through Kiddushin are allowed to remarry even through Nisuin, Chutz Marusis Shabi Yehuda, aside from the Arusis living in the region of Yehuda, then they should leave a Gaspa, because they would familiarize themselves before the Nisuin, and there is a possibility that she is Mubaris. Biesi Aimer, Kala Nashim Yisarsu, Biesi says all women are allowed to accept Kiddushin immediately, Chutz min almana, aside from those who are widowed, mimnehe ibul, because she is still in mourning. The Gemara says, Amar Biechanan halachic Rabbi Yehesi. Rabbi Yehesi says that halachic ruling sides with Rabbi Yehesi, who says all women are immediately allowed to accept Kiddushin. Chutz min almana. Rabbi Yehesi then asks, why did Rabbi Yehesi rule like Rabbi Yehesi? Well, Amar Rabbi Yehesi halachic is tam Mishnah. Rabbi Yehesi says that we always follow a Mishnah, quoting an anonymous opinion. And our Mishnah begins with an anonymous ruling that all women are not allowed to be married through Kiddushin or Nisuin before 3 months have passed. Bavo answers, Stam v'achakach machlekesi. The anonymous Mishnah is followed with the disagreement between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehesi. Ve'en halachik istam. We don't go by the anonymous opinion when it is followed by a disagreement. Only in the case of machlekes v'achakach stam halachik istam. If the disagreement is followed by the anonymous opinion, then we go by the anonymous opinion. The Gemara then says, Stama de masnitin, machlekes bebraisa halachik istam. If the anonymous opinion in the Mishnah is followed by a disagreement in the braisa, we do go by the anonymous opinion. Now, the Gemara asks, machlekes bemasnitin v'stama bebraisa mai, whom would we side with if there is a disagreement in the Mishnah followed by anonymous opinion in the braisa? The Gemara answers that we won't side with anonymous opinion, since it wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah, which was organized by Rabbi. Rabbi Leishana, Rabbi Minayin Loi. This discussion continues on the next daf.